You're listening to the audio production of If I Run by Terry Blackstock, published by Zondervan and read by Nan Gurley.
This book is lovingly dedicated to the Nazarene. Chapter 1. Casey. There's blood on the bottom of my shoes. I rinse the soles, knowing the police will trace the impression of the rubber pattern and determine that they're Skechers. They'll find the charge for the shoe store on my credit card, proving they're mine. Blood runs down the drain. My heart races as though it's my own draining away, but it's not mine. My throat constricts as tears fill my eyes, but I push them away. There's no time to feel. When the shoes seem clean enough, I blot them on a towel and slip them into my bag. They'll see the traces of blood on the sink, in the footsteps at the door where I took the shoes off, on the towel. They'll shine that luminol stuff all through my apartment and add it to the evidence list against me. There's no point in wasting time cleaning it up. I just have to get out of here. It's not easy to pack your life into a duffel bag, but I have no other options. I pack what I think I'll need: a skirt, two pairs of jeans, some shirts, a pair of scissors for cutting my hair as soon as I'm in a safe place, underwear, mascara, toothpaste and toothbrush, contacts case and glasses. I go to my dresser and slide out the drawer, dig past my socks to the cigar box at the back. I open it. The stacks of $100 bills are still there. This is my rainy day, the emergency I need the cash for.